FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ Community Music, Red Rocks Worship, Echo Holy. Good morning, happy Monday. Kaylin, we're Fred with you. It's 7:03.
Hey, The Harvest Happening, a young adult event featuring food trucks, yard games, live music, and an outdoor movie is happening this Saturday, starting at 5 p.m. here at the Junction Center. Listen Winning Wednesday for chances to win food vouchers at this event. Contest details can be found at WJTL.com.
And today is the last day of September.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. October is here, and it's Pastor Appreciation Month. And we want to encourage the leaders of your church with WJTL's Pastor Appreciation Contest. Now through Thursday, we're asking you to send us one sentence telling us what you appreciate about your pastor, and then they'll be entered to win a race weekend at Dover Motor Speedway coming up in July 2025. All those details online, WJTL.com. And this morning, we have a very special guest on the phone, the director of Energize Ministries. It's Andy Bowersox. Good morning to you, Andy.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Oh, so great to have you on, Andy. And thank you so much for sponsoring this contest. We love partnering with Energize Ministries. And I guess the question I have for you is, why is it so important to have a Pastor Appreciation Month? Why is it so important to show that appreciation to the leaders of our church?
Oh, my goodness. Well, first of all, we love having partners like you guys to help us spread the word and just remind people that everyone has a chance to be the voice of encouragement. And, you know, if you think about it, Fred, every week our pastors are standing up in front of people and they're providing not just the voice of the Lord through their words, through their text, or teaching us the scripture, but they're providing us encouragement, and it's biblically based encouragement. And it's important, and we count on it, right? I mean, we want to know, we want to be refreshed, but who is really giving back and sort of refilling the pictures of our pastors' lives? You know, it's just like that image I just gave you. When you pour out a pitcher of water, at some point it has to be refilled. And so many times, inside the walls of the church, it's way more easy to criticize things that we see than it is to give back. And it's not intentional. It's just the way we are, right? All of us have a tendency to sort of be an armchair quarterback and want to call the shots and want to find, you know, a way that something can be done better. But really, it's just our job as a ministry to not just provide that directly, but really to remind people and encourage people that they also can be that voice of encouragement and give back.
Yeah, and I think part of this contest, you know, being able to go to a race weekend just sounds like a lot of fun and something probably most pastors don't get to do.
Well, let me give you just a quick story, okay? You mentioned I'm the director of Energize Ministries. I'm also the co-founder of it. So I've been doing this 14 years now, full time. Mm. And the way it all got started was, in fact, interestingly enough, you know, you guys are in Manheim area, Pennsylvania. I grew up outside of that area, but unbeknownst to me, go back 20 some years ago, there was a pastor out in the central part of Pennsylvania, the rural mountain area, and this pastor had 7 kids. 6 of those kids were girls, and he pastored a very traditional church, you know, with 3 services a week, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and all of his kids were expected to be in the front row, you know, with the organ on one side, the piano on the other, and you know the scene.
Mm-hmm.
And all of those kids were expected to live basically perfect lives because they were the pastor's kids. And, you know, one of those kids, and 17 years old, ended up getting pregnant. And I wish I could tell you guys that church back in that day surrounded that family with love and grace in what was already a difficult time. But you can probably guess what happened, right? The mindset was, hey, pastor, if you can't take care of your own family, you sure can't take care of this church, so you're out.
Wow.
And the prevailing attitudes and actions of that particular congregation just, and I'm not saying it's the only problem, but it really sent those kids and that family into a dark period of time, feeling rejected, and it was just a mess. Well, I tell you that story because I became friends with that pastor. Somehow we both Yankees at heart ended up in North Carolina. And you mentioned it, Fred, about having fun. Well, this guy with all these kids, I told you seven kids, six of them were girls. He had one teenage son when I met him, and they didn't really get to do a lot of guy type fun adventure stuff, right? And so one day I just invited him to come hang out, and I think we were maybe spending some time in the woods riding some ATVs and really just goofing around. And what that turned into was a monumental experience for him to find somebody that just wanted to be a friend. I wasn't leaning on him for marriage counseling or financial counseling or and like I didn't want anything. I was just giving back because I knew part of the story and I wanted to help him. And so when you talk about sending your pastor this day at the races, well, that's what we're talking about, just providing some unencumbered refreshment, encouraging time where we don't want anything from your pastor. We just want to give back and help him be encouraged, refreshed, and ultimately be a better leader for your ministry.
Oh, that is awesome. And Andy Kalin's here in the studio with me. Mm-hmm. She grew up sitting in the front row between the organ and the piano, just like you said. Her dad, a pastor. So she is just nodding and agreeing with pretty much everything you're saying.
Yeah, it's the idea of investing in your pastors without expecting anything back in return. That is something very rare that a pastor ever receives. And so I love that it's, we just want to give this to you and there's no expectation from you.
Right.
It's just, you get to have fun. You just get to rest. You just get to recoup. It's perfect.
Well, WJTL and Energize Ministries partnering together for Pastor Appreciation Month. You can write one sentence telling us what you appreciate about your pastor. That is a tough assignment. Get it down to one sentence. They'll be entered to win a race weekend at Dover Motor Speedway coming up July 2025. Check it out online, WJTL.com. We're going to talk more with Andy coming up in just a bit. Stick around. Cochran & Company next.